Hafidey, my fellow Guamanians, you deserve the best and nothing but. No excuses. The most obvious need for improvement is with our federal issues. While planning this military buildup, the Department of Defense has made some missteps. And since coming into office, however, our military partners have shown that they want to make it work. In fact, I think the military has made a good faith effort to hear out our concerns, meet us halfway, and given outright concessions as well. And there are good reasons for that. There is a big military community on Guam. They are a part of our island family. They are all heroes, our loved ones in the National Guard, Navy, Army, Coast Guard, and Marines. They make selfless sacrifices every day to keep Guam and our nation safe. I want to make it clear, our individual friends and family in the military are not part of the federal establishment that gives us problems. And when I talk about the sins of the past and present, like denying war reparations, or trying to make our government buy FENA, or trying to force federal representation on the Consolidated Commission on Utilities, or failing to pay the true cost of compact impact, or denying our attempts to include China and Russia in our visa waiver program, I'm not speaking to the sons and daughters who fight and protect our flag. I'm talking to the establishment in Washington, D.C., that continues to treat us like second-class citizens. My dear people, we cannot blame the sins of an empire on those who protect us. I have wonderful relationships with all the commanding officers on Guam. I've seen them, really seen who they are as people. They are Guamanians and Americans through and through. They all want to see what is best for the common good. They know what is good for us outside the fence is good for them inside the fence. That's why you hear so many stories of people in the Navy or the Air Force or Marine Coast Guard cleaning up our schools, visiting our students, or beautifying our villages. Their good faith efforts always seem to get overshadowed by some bad decisions made in Washington, D.C. I don't want our brave U.S. servicemen and women and Guam sons and daughters in the military to be blamed for the actions of the federal establishment. I truly love and respect service members. I love and respect what they stand for: justice, freedom, and truth. That's the higher standard I will hold the federal establishment to, the three tenets that our military defends. But it would be hypocritical to hold Washington, D.C. to this higher standard without holding our government to it as well. As your governor, I am committed to and expect nothing less than excellence, especially at our hospital. Guam Memorial Hospital should be excellent from the top down. I'm committed to excellence in patient safety, and I'm committed to excellence in patient care. Since a new management team has been in place, we've made the journey toward this goal. They have already found a lot of gaps in services, a lot of leaks in finances, and a lot of room for improvement. Most disturbing to me are the things that we have found that shouldn't be: the questionable practices, the many events under investigation. My fellow Guamanians, we have many doctors, nurses, and health professionals. They work long hours, and they make do with stretched resources. I will continue to support them. I cannot say with a clear conscience that all is well. It is a cliche, but it does come to mind that one bad apple spoils the bunch. I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. I will not accept any deviance from best practices. I will not tolerate anyone who endangers the lives of Guamanians. That is why I use my organic authority to impanel the hospital's board of trustees. Dr. Lizama, the medical director who found the gaps in service accountability, needs a board in place in order to take action and to make needed changes. I could not allow another day to go by as patient care was in question and the new management team was waiting for this board to implement solutions. You will see a change for the better at Guam Memorial Hospital. Mark my words. thank you, and siju uzmasi.